Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Ooh. Happy Tuesday.
Welcome back.
I wanted to switch it up a little bit.
I like that.
I felt our lead, our like song kind of gave me a burst of energy. Like it was almost like lights, camera, action.
It always
gives
me a little like extra.
That's why I like doing it.
Yeah, me too.
But it does, you know, now we're in the mode. Now we're here. Now we're potting. What's going on, G? How are you?
Not much. Happy Tuesday. Pretty good weekend. I did literally nothing.
Same.
Yeah.
I bailed on everything this weekend.
I did.
Every single thing I bailed
on. I went out for a couple hours from like
good for you.
4 to like 10 o'clock.
Good for you.
On Saturday.
Oh.
And that was about it.
That's a good day to go out.
Yeah.
I was going to go out on Saturday. I was supposed to go to this event, that Survivor event. And then the last second I was like, you know what? I've had like a weirdly emotional week. Didn't know why. Probably just to come down from Mexico / the drugs. And
yeah.
I finally on Saturday like woke up at a normal time. You know, made myself tea, did laundry, cleaned up my apartment. Lit
some
candles.
A lot of laundry this weekend.
A lot of good stuff. I got so much done. I did a little grocery shopping. Like I did so many things on Saturday that I was like, damn. I'm back, you know.
Wow.
Like, here I am, I'm back. And then it came time to like start getting ready for the event, and I was like, you know what? No, I'm gonna bask in this. I'm gonna light my new White Lotus Nest collaboration candle, and I'm gonna sit here and I'm gonna enjoy. And I binged seasons one and two of White Lotus this weekend.
I love
just
that.
For fun,
maybe make
like
yourself a little cocktail.
Well, I was just about to say the only
a
thing
little
that
Pink
made
Whitney.
The only thing that would have made it better was a little bit of a Pink Whitney moment for myself because I did not have Pink Whitney in my house, and I really wish I did. Of course. Our number one bestie on the pod, presenting bestie, pink lemonade flavored vodka, Pink Whitney. We love. Oh, also fun because that hockey game was last week.
Oh,
that big hockey.
Oh yeah, Four Nations.
Pink Whitney is born out of hockey. We can't let her forget her roots. Okay, as we have abducted her. But, you know, into our Swifty world. But she is hockey at her roots. So respect and shout out to Canada for winning that game.
Shout out.
But something new and exciting we have here is this vinyl case. It's a Pink Whitney vinyl case. It's very heavy.
Yeah.
And there are vinyls
there
in it.
There are vinyls in it, we swear.
There's a few. It's a little hard to open only because, again, it's very, very thick. So inside, we've got Tortured Poets. And we've got 1989. It's hard because the TV's in the way.
Yeah.
And then Midnights as well is back there. So
she's in
if
there.
Ever we need to reference one of those albums, we'll be able to. And then maybe we'll convince the good people of Pink Whitney to buy us the rest to fill up our thing.
Yes.
Even though we have them at home. Really, I just brought in my duplicates just in case something happened.
No, that was
that's
perfect.
The only reason why.
Thank God you have them.
I know. Thank God I'm a sucker for the multiple records.
Yeah.
So shout out to Pink Whitney for being here with us all day, every day, and supplying us with the most delicious cocktails, mixed or not, that we could ever ask for.
So many different types of Pink Whitney to drink, whether it's the 20-pack shot bucket. They have the large sizes to share, gift, or join your home. And they have the small sizes to grab and go. So there's a different size for every different occasion.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Pink Whitney is the number one flavored vodka and the fastest brand to hit a million cases in the last 5 years. So take your shot with Pink Whitney.
Woo, I do love that. Take your shot with Pink Whitney. Anyway, yeah, so all in all, uneventful weekend, but lovingly so. Very happy about it.
Yeah.
You
know, a thought that I had when I was really high, I'm actually genuinely curious about what you think. I'm also genuinely curious about what our listeners think.
Oh, my God. I'm
so excited. Sometimes when I get, like, way too scarily high,
Same.
I get very bad anxiety about the name of our show.
No, Gia, this happens to me weekly.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Where I'm like very concerned, especially after all the trolls being like, the name of your show is Taylor Watch.
I know.
And I was like, I'm insensitive. What is it? I'm insecure about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's something I'm sensitive about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
John Mulaney.
Yeah. So I was like thinking that. And then I was thinking about Kylie and Jason, because you know they've done like Barstool stuff. Like Kylie follows Francesca and Jason went on Part of My Take, like all this stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking to myself, like, you know, like what if they like come to the what if like one day they came to the office
right.
or like they had like a Barstool something, like they came to an event and like Francesca introduces me to Kylie or something, and I'm like, I have a Taylor Swift podcast called Taylor Watch.
Right, right.
She'd be like, you're a freak. I'm staying 1,000 feet away from you and getting a restraining order.
Remember, I bring this up like pretty frequently. Like I constantly am worried that the name is going to be misinterpreted by like the wrong person. But I think you said a really good thing last week. Remember when I was saying, or whenever I said like, the eventual documentary, whenever it comes out, God forbid,
negative light.
And you said something like, I think we have enough to back up the fact that we're like not like that. And I agree.
I know.
I
think about the name all the time, and I'm like, I can't even imagine the word vomiting spiel I would have to put out. Like, if I ever met Kylie and be like, it's called Taylor Watch, but like, we don't watch her every move. Like, we just like report on what's already being reported. It's more like a Swiftie community where we like talk about her music and we talk about like her life and everything. And it's like a place for like Swifties to come
That's
together.
How I explain it to everyone in my life. Like, when I'm like, oh, it's called Taylor Watch. It's a play on a news segment. And then it's just kind of transformed into this whole thing. And I worry about it all the time, but I don't.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like, maybe
If we change the name of the show, what would it even be? Slash,
I don't know.
I think we might be too far gone.
I know it might be too late.
I think it's a scary name. Is good. It's a scary name, but I think the explanation is good. And again, like, I don't know. I don't want to embarrass my sister and be like, oh my
God, my.
Are you like, worried that Kylie's going to show up? Like, is Kylie coming
well,
on?
Well, like, no, she's not coming like on at all. Thing? Chicks in the Office. Okay, no, okay. I wish. Fuck. Oh my God, I literally wish. I tell Francesca all the time, like, you should, like, try to get her on.
Get her in here. I'm sure she tries.
But nothing. Just literally the fact that I get too high and I think about, because, you know, there may be I think I say Jason and Kylie because, like, I feel like they're the most, like, 2 degrees.
Well, they're the closest. I would say they're the most likely people we could eventually run into slash have a conversation.
Yeah, I agree.
Definitely. And that's solely because they are both now in the podcast space and we run in similar circles. In the podcast space.
Yeah, exactly.
In real life. But no, I think about it all the time. But I do think that there's something kitschy about it, which is what I intended in the first place, and I think we intended in the first place when it was just a segment. It was like almost like Storm Watch or Tornado Watch.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Like, you know, they make funny segments. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, when there's like a bear on the loose, it's like Bear Watch.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's like, there's breaking news. Oh my God, we need like up to the minute. What we need to know. And I feel like that was funny when it was like, oh, we're starting the show and it's going to be called Taylor Watch and we're doing breaking news and whatever. But now the show's obviously evolved past that kind of tone.
Yeah.
And I think, again, like, that would be a mouthful. I think that if I were to introduce myself to Kylie or Jason or something, I'd say we do a Taylor Swift podcast for Barstool. And I don't think I'd say the name.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think if they were like, oh, what's it called? I would start with, well, it's a play on like a funny news segment where it would be, I wouldn't lead off the bat with Taylor Watch. I would be like, it's called Taylor Watch. And that is
and
the
they'd
that's
literally
name.
Be like, I'm calling 911.
No, literally. Like, you would have to be, you'd really have to ease into it. And that, these are the things that I worry about when I'm too high is I practice these conversations in my head. And I'm like,
that's what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the same thing when I think about, God forbid, we like run into / meet Taylor one day. And I worry that she would like, I don't know,
be
that
scared.
She would see it and be like, who are these fucking losers?
Yeah.
But again, like, if you see the clips, if you see the show, like, people know, you know, it's normal and that we're not creeps. But, it definitely.
Because there's other Taylor Swift podcasts. We just happen to have the worst name.
For sure. For sure. But I don't really know. People like love it, though. Like, people love it.
I mean, it's a good name for sure.
Like, no, right. But that's what I mean. Like, if we were to change it, like, to be honest, I think, like, we have the worst name in terms of optics. Mm. I think all the other, like, Swiftie podcasts are lame as fuck. Like, all their names are, like, Bejeweled Brothers and, like, dumb shit where I'm like, okay, no, like, this is not what we want.
Right.
And it would be so hard to come up with
a new name.
Yeah, Taylor, it would be really hard. That we could be proud of that wouldn't be.
And, like, what would we say after our do-do-do?
Exactly. That's what's so funny about that, because that's the whole thing. Do you guys know, like, do people know that beginning, the do-do-do-do-do, like, that's supposed to be, like,
it's supposed
date,
to be
like a nightline.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, like, the do-do-do-do-do, like, when you hear it on the TV.
News, like, breaking news, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's supposed to be, okay. We just need everybody to know that is the intention.
I hope everyone knows
that. As long as we just keep repeating that every quarter or so, I think we're okay.
Yeah, okay.
Because people definitely know that we feel that way about the name and worry about the name.
Right.
But I think ultimately it's kind of funny. Like, I think it's funny to have us have to explain it. It's funny. Like, we obviously don't mean any harm, slash we're really not, you know, we're twice a week and we make a list and we're like, you know, it's half truths half the time. We don't do a lot of research.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right,
like, it's
right.
not the most intense. We are not the number one news source. We're the number one conversational source.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah.
I would hope for most people. But no, if you're looking for like breaking news in a creepy way, you look at like Twitter or like, Pop Crave or whatever. Which they're not creepy, but they're fast.
Yeah. Stuff no. Like that. So I was just thinking to myself about that.
Yeah.
Just in my bed, thought. Very high.
And
yeah.
that's a fine thought. I would love to know what the listeners think. Like, do you guys think that it's too much, like, and we should change the name?
And do you think we should change the name is just what I'm curious about.
Thinking about, yeah.
Yeah.
I have these exact things.
Okay, that makes me
usually
feel better.
And then I usually get over it, where I'm like, you're in your own head.
Because
too
I used
much.
To
like,
be
no
super
that.
Embarrassed. Not embarrassed, but like, I used to be like kind of scared to tell people, like, oh, I do this like Taylor Swift podcast, whatever. Yeah. It's called Taylor Watch.
In general, I do a Taylor Swift podcast. I don't like to tell people because I feel like that alone. Not because I'm embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed to do this pod. I love this pod. I love everything. But you know how people are.
Yes.
And if you come in hot and they don't know you very well or they don't know much about you and you say like, well, I'm the host of a Taylor Swift podcast, then they immediately have this like thought of you based on however they think about Taylor. So if they love Taylor, then they love you, you're fine. But if they don't or they're not really sure, whatever, they think you're like a creepy fangirl.
Yeah.
Despite the name. So I usually don't. Mm. I say like, oh, I do a podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if they ask more questions, I'll get into it. But people don't care.
Yeah.
You know, people ask you questions. They don't actually care what you
have
to say.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's mostly, it's not, when I have no problem being like, oh, yeah, I do a Taylor Swift podcast. Well, the thing is, when I say that, like, yeah, you're right. Like, sometimes it's either like, oh, my God, like, that's so fun. That's so cool. Or it's like,
oh.
Like, a little judgy.
How's
like,
that?
Yeah.
It's
like, what do you
judgy,
what do you even talk about? Mm-hmm. Like, is all you talk about Taylor Swift?
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, I mean, the name is Taylor Watch, but, like, no. Like, we talk about other things, but, like, I mean, there's a lot to talk about.
Mm-hmm. I always say, I'm like, we talk about her. Everybody's adjacent. Pop, music, whatever. We get into it. That's always my pitch to people.
Yeah.
And then I try to change the subject because I really just... People, I hate explaining anything to people when they don't know what I'm talking about. It drives me crazy, which I know is not the right mindset to have. But I would say that this flows seamlessly into the first thing we should talk about today because it has to do with Kylie and it has to do with... bad headlines and clapping back at the haters.
Yeah.
Over the past week, Kylie went on her own pod, not gonna lie. Love that pod, by the way. And she clarified a few rumors that people, and by people, I mean literally People Magazine / a bunch of other outlets were swirling that Kylie went to Taylor's house and didn't finish her home cooked meal.
Or didn't like refuse to eat
that was
her.
The
yeah, yeah.
Refuses to eat home cooked meal at
Taylor's which
house.
Is crazy.
Fucking ridiculous. It's always ridiculous, obviously. But I do love that Kylie just comes right on and is like, hey, I saw these headlines. They're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And this is the reality of the situation. Not even sure how anybody knew that I was there at a dinner and I didn't eat. Like, I think she like mentioned
it. She said
it
on Call Her Daddy.
That's right.
She said it on Call Her Daddy.
She was like, oh, yeah, I was like, I ended up not eating.
Because she asked, like, what was like, or like, have you gone on a double date?
Right.
She was like, oh, we did like a.
And it was a date at home.
Yeah, yeah.
So we did a date at home, but I didn't eat much of the dinner. And then she didn't elaborate. And what she. The elaboration of that was she was freshly pregnant.
Yeah.
Throwing up all the time, couldn't eat anything, whatever. But then, I guess.
Which is just like context clues.
Which is context. Yeah, I mean, she's pregnant. Like, relax. And I assume she is. I assume they like stayed over or something because she then went on to explain that they had Funfetti pancakes in the morning. Which sound fucking delicious, by the way.
Delicious.
They sound like those little bites. Have you had those, the Funfetti little bites?
Oh, yeah,
I
love those.
Mm, I bet they taste
just
like
that. She also said that. Like, it was a private chef that cooked, so it wasn't even Taylor's food in the first place.
Yeah. All of that aside, to think that Kylie is going anywhere and refusing, like, who is she, a diva? Like, we know Kylie Kelce at this point, or we know enough about her to know she's not a fucking diva. Like, even if Taylor Swift is the worst cook in the world, she's going to eat it if she can. You know what I mean? Like, it's ridiculous. And also, just a non-issue, a non-headline, and... This show, I think, serves its purpose in the way that we also tell people to, like, get real, get a grip when we see these headlines. And so, you know, it's amazing hearing from Kylie herself. Yeah. Like, that's not the truth of the matter. But if Kylie herself hadn't spoken out, we would have been like, look at this bullshit. This is insane.
Yeah.
That's not what she said. She's talking about Call Her Daddy. Who knows why, but it's not, certainly not because she's refusing to eat the food that Taylor Swift is cooking.
Yeah.
Like, shut the fuck up.
It's like
People Magazine, E! News, whoever the fuck is posting about it. Everybody posted about it. Like, you know, people who I normally, not trust, but don't despise, I should say. Everybody was posting it. They really, you know, people love to capitalize on those headlines.
Kylie was like, it's typical, like, just, you know, media trying to pit women against women.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciated her saying that because that's what it is. It's just like trying to create this like bitchy sister and like sister narrative, whatever. Yep. Not a sister-in-law because they're not married, but you know what I mean.
But like, similar vibes, like, oh, Taylor's a new girl in town. Kylie's been in the family, and it's like, she's like, nice try, bitch. Like that's the storyline they're trying to go with, and it's like enough already. Enough
yeah, it's silly. That. It's very
so silly.
Silly,
so dumb. So, I'm just happy that she, now has this platform where she feels comfortable enough to go on and debunk
shut down some rumors.
Like
yeah.
Yeah. It's just stupid. Kylie, she's gotta be, ready to have that baby soon.
I know, right?
I can't believe she's still potting. Still podcasting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh man.
I wonder if she banked a few.
Maybe. Could be.
But that's so crazy. I mean, when did she announce, like, in the summer?
No, I think in the fall, because in the summertime, early summer last year is when she put out that video that was like, I'm not pregnant.
Yeah, November 22nd.
Is when she announced
2024.
It. Got it. Right. Oh no, is when she put that video out?
Yeah.
Got it. So then it must have been, you're right then. It must have been summertime. Was that a year ago she put that video out?
It says Kylie Kelce's due date for her fourth child is summer 2025. I don't know if that's right, though.
No, so then that does make sense because the video of her announcing her pregnancy would have been November. But the video that she put out, the original video, I think was summertime of last year when she wasn't pregnant. And she was like, it's fucked up when people say I'm pregnant, or it was like fall time because maybe it was like the first game of the season or right around. It might have been like September.
Yeah.
Because she said something along the lines of like, it's fucked up that people assume you're pregnant. Like I did. I think she, didn't she talk about how she miscarried?
Yes.
So she was like, it's fucked up when you're talking about this when you don't know anything. But then she made, to announce her pregnancy, she stitched that video.
Yes.
And was like, I'm not pregnant. And I was like, just kidding. Yes,
yes,
I am. And
which,
like,
was very funny.
Got pregnant shortly after, which is, you know, obviously fantastic. I think, so it's got to be soon. She's got to be entering the uncomfortable
She wants
phase.
To do another gender neutral name.
Fabulous.
Gender Why it was was almost named Charlie. Which is
I
cute.
Love the name Charlie.
Wyatt, Elliot, Bennett, Benny for short.
Cutie.
And she said, if we do a full commit to a girly name at this point, it would not sit well with the other three, I think. Eventually they'll be like, why did they get a cute girly name?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I love
if
Charlie. Let's use Charlie.
Charlie's
a
very
it.
Cute name.
Especially
Good
for
luck, Charlie.
For a girl. Yeah, Good Luck Charlie. I loved that little show.
Oh,
that was a great,
so
it was a
funny.
Great show. Who was the main girl?
The mom?
Is that Dove Cameron? No,
it's Bridget Mendler.
Bridget Mendler. Oh, duh.
Something
the
I always
scientist.
Something I always quote from that is the mom from Good Luck Charlie. She said, "Women don't fart; they toot."
There you go. Yeah.
They toot.
Perfect. And there's something to take home.
Yes, exactly.
And that's something even more the reason to name the baby Charlie.
But
very exciting.
Jason was on. It was called like Shed. The Shed podcast. It was like Charles Barkley and
Shannon Sharp
and the guy and Ed or something. Charles Barkley podcast.
I feel like I've been seeing Shannon Sharp talk
Steam
to,
Room.
Steam Room.
He was on the
talked
Steam
to so many
Room
lately, so he keeps popping up on my head.
And he said that he's thinking about getting a vasectomy.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Well, four kids is a lot.
Yeah.
It's just you know, physically it's a lot on everybody.
A lot.
You know what I mean, a lot of running
well,
around.
I don't think they announced it's a girl yet.
No, it is a girl. It's all girls. Their first thing was like, we're having all girls.
Oh, really?
The announcement with the three
girls.
Oh,
it was like another
sitting.
Girl.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm
it
stupid
was like
then. Oops.
Another. I think the picture of, let me look again. The picture of Kai Kelce. Of all the girls were ones like crying. Yeah.
Right.
I feel like we captured it, blah, blah, blah. How the girls feel about getting another sister. At least Ellie, mom and dad are on the same page.
Oh, okay. Okay. Got it. Yeah. Okay. He was asked if he had plans to keep having children until he has a boy.
Yeah.
And Jason said, I mean, listen, that's not up to me. That's not my decision. But I think Kylie is coming to the end of wanting to pop out these things.
I mean, yeah. That's and also that's...
He said, we'll see. This one might be it. We've talked about the V word. We brought it up. I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but we'll see. I don't think it's necessarily if we want a boy, because at the end of the day, we're not shooting with good percentages. We've got to give up on that idea, he continued.
Also, I think Kylie said something so important a while back. She said herself, like, I hate when people ask that. I hate when people ask, are we going to... Keep trying for boys.
It's so
it's
stupid.
Like we're blessed with this beautiful family. Like we're not trying for anything. We're trying for healthy kids.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And that's what we want. So stop fucking asking me that.
It says
she like went on. She had like a whole rant.
Yeah,
about
she said
it, which I love.
In February 11th episode, Kylie shared. Oh, on Call Her Daddy, Kylie shared that the craziest rumor she'd heard lately about herself is that she and her husband tried for a boy. She thinks the fans really want them to have a boy, so they like push that.
For sure.
That narrative that they also want to have.
People are fucking weird about kids because they think that there needs to be like a balance or there needs to be like people are like, oh, Jason wants that. Like, let him have. It's like, you don't know these people. Number one.
Like, what? Like,
number
why?
One rule forever is you don't know these people.
Yeah.
But also, I think it's weird. Like, I mean, this happens not only to celebrities. Like, you know, all my friends with kids right now, it's like you know, I have one friend with two boys. I have another friend with a girl and maybe she'll get pregnant again. And like, there's a lot of stuff that people think about when having kids, but ultimately you should be happy with a healthy baby. Like that's what you're looking for. And if you're having kids and you, I mean, again, I'm not a mother, but if you're having kids and you go in with the mindset of I want X, Y, and Z, then those are the wrong reasons.
Like, yeah, no, totally.
You need to be going into having a child with just hoping for a healthy baby and feeling lucky that you have another child. Like, I don't know. And maybe that's an obtuse way of thinking, but a lot of my friends agree with me that have kids. So I assume that is the general consensus, especially for women. But yeah, so... Whatever they've got going on, I hope it's good. Kelsey's, and I know the baby should be coming soon.
There was a few more things from that episode, that steam room interview that Jason did.
Oh yeah.
He said that he kind of implied that he like thinks that Travis already knows what he's gonna do retirement wise.
Oh shit,
which
really?
Makes sense. Yeah, he said.
When did this
I
air?
Think Travis.
At the end of the week last
let
week.
Let me
right?
see.
I think
Jason
I've seen clips over the weekend.
Kelsey steam room. It came out on, where do you even watch this thing?
Isn't like
oh, 2 days ago,
show?
I think.
Okay.
So this weekend, I think.
That's what I thought I saw clips of the weekend.
He said, I think he probably in his art already knows what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we'll talk about it. We've already talked about it a little bit, and I'm sure he's going to go through a process of figuring that out. We're very similar people, but we also have very different ways of thinking about things. Sometimes I can way overanalyze situations and any big decision I'm having in my life. I'll think about the negatives and what about this and that, and I want to do too much. And my brother has a way of being like, hey man, do you want to play or you don't want to play?
True. So he's
so
kind
he's
of
he's like a little bit more
Travis
level-headed.
Is, he's a decision maker. He's,
yeah,
he's a yes
yeah
or no kind of guy.
Yeah.
Wow. I wish I was like that. I am not like that.
Right.
I'm just like Jason.
I feel like
I'd overanalyze all day long.
I don't know.
I feel like you kind of have to know
like going into the Super Bowl, like you know that after the Super Bowl, it's either you're staying or you're going. You know, and it's like I feel like you kind of at least have to have like somewhat of a decision in the back of your head if you know that you have a month to make it.
It's such a short amount of time. That would stress me out so much. I think I'd be pressured with that short amount of time. I think I'd be pressured into making a decision I necessarily don't want to make. Like I think, and I only say that in the way of like, I'd say, yes, I'm coming back. But in reality, maybe if I had one more month to think about it, I'd be like, my bones are tired.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see. And that is so separate. That's such a big decision for Travis in his life. You know what I mean? That's his life's work.
I know.
It's hard to tie a bow on it. You know what I mean? Imagine. Yeah. Do you think he would get involved in like, you know, some Chiefs? Like,
totally.
I think so.
Yeah,
like
no
how,
doubt.
Like how Jason
he
is
yes
kind of involved with the Eagles.
No
yeah
doubt.
I think so.
I feel like
and
when you have a love
fun
for a sport like that,
totally,
like it never dies. You always like try to find like different ways that you can
help out.
Can help out. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just feel like he's so much of an asset. Like, and we talked about this last time, like from a leader perspective. From
sure,
like a,
right.
From that perspective. So like there's, you're not only losing a player, you're losing a huge leader on the team. So I feel like he'll definitely still be involved, no doubt. And yeah. I think, you know, with Pat Mahomes, like, he's definitely going to stay, not retire. No way,
no,
right?
He's so young. No way. Yeah. No okay. way. He's, so, isn't Pat Mahomes only like 30? I think
okay,
he just
yeah.
30. Not even. I think Pat. He's like not even 30 yet. How old is he?
That makes sense. Yeah, he's 29. Oh my God, that's crazy.
Right,
first
he's
off.
So young. Whoa. Yeah.
But I feel like in order to have that connection that Travis and Pat have on the field, like, Travis has got to, you know, mentor somebody.
It's a big deal.
To kind of
well,
fill in those shoes.
Who? Worthy and
Rashid?
Rashid.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what people were saying. Like, they've been good. And to be honest, if you're asking me to name people on the Chiefs right now, besides Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce, Xavier Worthy is the third person I'm naming because
yeah.
he was so front and center all season doing a kick-ass job. So I feel like maybe, you know, maybe other people have seen that too.
Yeah.
And that's just us talking sports.
And that's us talking ball.
And that's us. And we know ball. And Aristotle, by the way.
But one other funny thing from the podcast, and I also found this very coincidental because Kylie was kind of asked the same question on Call Her Daddy. Jason was asked, like, how he first learned about their relationship, Travis
right,
and Taylor.
Right.
And Kylie was also asked the same thing, and she kind of, like, brushed past the question.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason also said that he was drawing a blank
right.
on the first moment.
Right.
So it's like, well, no one's going to spill the tea about...
No one's going to spill the tea. And you know what? I'm glad that they don't. I'm
yeah.
glad that they keep that in, because I think that Taylor Swift as a person and Travis Kelce as a person have already divulged so
yeah.
much about their own personal lives. And I just think, like, you know,
I know
we
I
know
just,
enough.
I just want to know how it started. Like,
I know.
I know Aaron Andrews, like, introduced the idea, like, whatever.
Yeah,
but, like,
yeah.
who, like, did he text her? Like, obviously we'll never get that information
yeah, who
ever.
Knows?
But,
who
like,
knows?
It's just.
Well, I'm, here's the thing.
Even
like,
just celebrity-wise, like if you're a celebrity
that
that's into another celebrity, like, what do you do? Like,
how
do you
does
text
it happen
their
with celebrities?
Agent? Do you
I think,
DM
yeah.
them?
I think it's a lot of, like, agent. Have your agent call my agent.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Because you're not just handing out phone numbers. You know what I mean? Like, Taylor Swift can't just hand out her phone number to
yeah.
somebody. You know what I mean?
I wonder
like,
if Travis was texting, like a friend of a friend, you know? And
sure.
then, like, through that friend. Like, maybe Travis, like, who, like, would Travis know? Like, maybe Travis was texting, like, Ryan Reynolds or, like, I don't know. Like,
well, Gia, I don't know if you saw the highly, highly accurate movie that was on Lifetime this year.
Oh, duh, yes.
But their first day was inside of a private plane in an airplane hangar. And Travis had to dress up like Santa Claus to get there. So
oh, accurate,
I'm
yes.
not so sure if you remember that.
No,
but
no.
But that's how they met.
How did I not keep that in mind?
And he only showed up there because Taylor's, because Tree Payne texted him to do these things. She
yeah.
didn't text him herself. So... Yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
But no, it's true. How do celebrities get together?
Yeah.
Great question.
I don't know.
DM? Maybe on DMs on Instagram?
I feel like if you're like...
Like a
B-list celebrity,
sure.
C-list, you're probably DMing.
Sure.
But like when you're at that level, Taylor, like, she's not looking at her DMs, you know?
True, true. Although you never know. Sometimes, well, not Taylor specifically. We know that she said herself she doesn't. I think actually they're close. Like, you can't even send her. Like, you can't reply to her stories. Like, if she posts a story, sometimes I want to... send a clap or something. You can't even do that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Can't. So I don't think that she even has her DMs open for anyone at all. Or I guess maybe if she follows them, who
yeah,
knows?
Yeah, you can. Hey, girl. I just DM'd her. Hey, girl.
Wait, you can?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Hey, girl. I wonder
oh,
if she'll
funny.
Answer.
Right? I wonder if it sends. I guess, yeah, when you tag her and stuff, it pulls it up. But
yeah.
Regardless, I you can't reply to her stories. I do know that.
But he said, although Jason couldn't quite recall that initial comment, he remembered when Travis revealed he was hanging out with Taylor Swift. He said, I remember just being like, are you kidding me? Like, you're hanging out with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, like, holy
that's
shit.
Insane. That's awesome for you. Jason said, I think this felt different. Jason said of his brother's relationship. What also felt different is just the way he talks about her and talked about her from the moment he was with her.
Aww.
You could tell how much he really, really liked her from right from the get-go, Jason revealed. I think that the level early on in that was something that was very eye-opening to me when we first had discussions, which
aww,
is so cute.
That is really sweet.
And you know what? We didn't touch on this. I think this was last week or something, but Jason on that Fitz and Wit podcast with the puppy mishap
right.
that we had.
That's right. When you first started saying this whole thing, I was like, remember to clarify that. That was an old story.
That was an old
that
story.
That was in fact an old story. And who reported it as
CBS
new?
Sports.
CBS Sports.
Yeah.
Shame on you. Old story.
But
no
he,
dogs, only cats.
You know that he Jason compared Travis to Peter Pan.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah. Like, he was like, he said, he was like Peter Pan, the Lost Boys. I think that sometimes you get people in your life that maybe get that out of you. That's a good thing.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm sick to my stomach.
I know. Lost for the Lost Boys.
This chapter of your life.
Forgive me, Peter. Please know that I try to hold on.
Hold on.
To the days.
To the days.
When you were mine. But the woman who sits by the window has turned out the light.
Oh my God.
Yeah, isn't that cute?
Chills.
He said Travis is changing. He explained he sees his brother's growth in part because of who he surrounds himself with, which quickly sparked speculation that Swift may be in that group of people.
Holy shit.
That's so cute.
Wow. I have chills down to my ankles.
I know.
Like literally. Oh my God.
I just think. Wow. You could tell how much he really, really liked her. Like,
for
which
sure.
is so sweet.
That's really sweet. Like, you know, so funny too.
So we're giddy.
We're talking about all this. And obviously this is, you know, a Taylor podcast. Now, by the way, everything we say, because we had that conversation at the beginning about the name of the show, I keep feeling like I need to clarify to not sound like creeps. But I do think, like, It's very cool that despite the fact that it's not their relationship, it's none of our business, it's nobody's business, like whatever, that even if people like Jason and Kylie, or really anyone that's like a friend of Travis and Taylor, are so willing to just like casually mention the nice things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, he really likes her. We could all tell from the beginning. It's great. You know, he's grown up in certain areas of his life. And I think Taylor may have had something to do with that. And like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just nice how, because the more you, I don't know, like the more you kind of talk about casual stuff like that, the less weird it makes. Like, people are so like foaming at the mouth for these details. But it's like, yeah, of course he likes
yeah.
her.
He's like, yeah, he's just more, it's yeah. very normal. It's exactly what you think it
it's
is.
It's exactly what you think it yeah. is. And I yeah. think that is a nice, I think the transparency in those everyday little things is important for people who are fucking weird. About
yeah.
it, you know what I mean?
And also, I think it just says a lot, like, on the relationship of Taylor with like Travis and his family and stuff. Because I feel like, you know, there are ways that you can just brush past these mm-hmm. questions. Like mm-hmm. with Kylie, like with the caller daddy, like she went the whole time without talking about Taylor, but the way that she answered the questions were so normal
yeah.
that you kind of, you appreciate it, because I feel like a lot of the times we're so used to people just like brushing it off and being like, oh, I don't want to talk about her. Like, I think it shows the relationship that they have.
Absolutely.
They're clearly very, they at least very, like, they all rarely like each other, which
they've
is nice
good,
to see.
They've got a good unit going on.
Yeah.
They've all got each other's backs, and that's all you can hope for when it comes to family.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, quick break for our besties over at Orgain. We have talked about them a million times over, but they are the best way to get all of the nutrition and protein that you need. And if you go on social media, it feels like every other post is about some nutrition product that makes questionable claims. And our next partner is the real deal. This podcast is sponsored by Orgain, and Orgain believes real nutrition has the power to make a real difference in people's lives. Orgain is famous for their organic plant protein powder, which packs 21 grams of complete protein with all 9 essential amino acids. Are you busy? Us too. That's why Orgain is simple. Orgain is made so you can literally just add water and go. No more time-consuming prep to get the nutrients that you need. I love Orgain because I'm always on a constant busy schedule. I feel like I'm rarely ever home, so I need like that protein, that energy. So Orgain is the perfect easy way to go about getting all the protein that you need, because I don't really usually like the taste of all this stuff, but I love the taste of Orgain. It tastes like a chocolate milkshake. It's so delicious. You can't even tell that it's healthy. That's how like you know it's good. But remember, there are no quick fixes to come to your that there are no quick fixes when it comes to your health. So if you want more protein, give Orgain Organic Plant Protein Powder a try. Head to orgain.com/TaylorWatch and use code TaylorWatch for 30% off your order. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code TaylorWatch for 30% off. So one last time, for 30% off, go to orgain.com/TaylorWatch and use our code TaylorWatch.
Speaking of having each other's backs, it really has nothing to do with what I'm about to say.
Oh.
Just kind of wanted to fall into it. But I know that the clothes have been taken off Taylor Swift's back and put into the Nashville Museum. The Speak
I
Now
saw
dress.
That. The Speak Now dress.
The Speak Now tiered dress. What is the name of that? Well, we got to open up Swift Alert.
That's like the cake one, right?
The cake topper one?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I haven't opened it in so long that it auto took the download away.
What?
You know how like...
Or I can find out. Well, I just pulled it up because I'm doing that bracket thing.
Oh, yeah. And we can explain the bracket right after we talk about this. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, where is it? Oh, Speak Now Dress.
It's like the cupcake one.
Yeah, Speak Now Dress. Oh, just called Purple. Purple.
Oh, boring.
Yeah. I thought it was called like big cupcake.
Big booty dress. big booty dress.
Cupcake.
No, yeah, it's the tiered. It has like the
it's like a V-neck.
Yeah, and it's almost ombre, purple, beautiful. It's in the Nashville Music Museum. And
Taylor Swift.
That's fabulous. Along with the Koi guitar. Koi Fish guitar is there right next to it. So if you're in Nashville,
we got to go there. The Taylor Swift Education Center.
Yeah, we really have to go. It's crazy.
Some of the museums.
Wow. Oh, no. We got to go to Nashville.
Oops. What? The Taylor Swift Education Center offers a fun space for unique hands-on experiences connected to the museum's content.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my God. How cute.
Let's go. We should absolutely have to go. It's actually crazy we haven't been. Well, that'll be our next trip.
Scavenger hunts.
That'll be our next trip.
Yeah, okay.
And that'll be more fun, I think, than New Orleans.
They also have a custom-built guitar that Swift played during her Red Tour, a banjo that Swift played when she performed Mean at the 2012 Grammy Awards.
Love that.
And a handkerchief dress and bronze boots that Swift wore in 2006.
Oh, we love that. We love that. I think, too, that they... I think that dress, or at least the Koi Fish guitar, is... in and out of that museum a lot. Because remember before
they took it out
there, and then they took it out and people were like, it's gone from the museum.
And then they used that picture once a month to be like, it's gone again.
It's gone again.
It's the same picture.
Right, but it was the same photo. And yeah, I am missing the Eras Tour as a side note. Oh, I'm missing it a lot.
Someone just said, wearing a gown shaped like a pastry.
That's in
Speak Now.
Isn't that what you thought?
Yeah,
it would
Speak
be.
Now.
I know. Oh.
Speak Now.
Oh, it's literally Speak Now.
I was like, hello.
I was like, yeah, Gia, it's the Speak Now album, fucking duh.
Speak Now.
Like, duh. That's, you know, I get caught up with the song Speak Now.
And the fact that it's the title.
And the fact that it's the title of the album. But also, for some reason, Speak Now and Sparks Fly together for me.
Like, yeah.
I always put them together. Like, I'll start, I think we've talked about this before. I'll start singing one and I'll go into the other and be like, wait. I'm not singing the same song. Mm. For some reason, they fit seamlessly together for me. Yes.
Wearing a gown shaped like a pastry.
But that's about the bride, to be fair.
Yeah. Surely not who you thought it would be.
I know.
You wish it was me. You wish it was me, don't you? Don't say yes, run away now. Meet you when you're out of the church at the back door.
Don't
wait or say a single vow. I need to hear me out when it said speak now.
Yeah. Those are the words.
Yeah. It's like.
You need to hear me out. No.
You said, church at the back door, don't wait and say a single vow. Oh, God. Speak.
They were around and they said,
speak now.
Damn, we got to look it up. Look up the lyrics.
Yeah.
I'll die without it.
You need to hear me out, and they said speak now.
You need to hear me out. Oh, so yeah. we were kind of right the first time. But we were hesitant, or at least I was.
Yeah.
But what is the line right before? Wait, don't tell
so
me.
So glad you were around when they said speak now.
That's the end. What is the line before? Wait, but don't tell me, because I want to think of it.
Okay.
Rudely barging in on your white-veiled occasion, but you are not the kind of boy.
Who should be married?
Being a girl wearing a gown shaped like a pastry.
No.
Is those the words? No?
It's, you should be marrying the wrong girl.
Oh, duh. Sorry.
But the pastry part is...
I just need to know it.
In the beginning.
Yeah.
Somewhere back inside a room wearing a gown shaped... And she is yelling at a bridesmaid.
Yeah.
Somewhere back inside a room wearing a gown shaped like a pastry.
Okay, good. God. I couldn't have gone on with the day if I didn't figure that out.
Surely not who you thought it would be.
Wow. Okay, so anyway, that dress is in the it's in the museum.
It's in the Nashville Museum. If you are in Tennessee, go check it out. Or the Nashville area, should I say.
The only Tennessee.
Yep.
Speaking of tens.
Oh.
Tate McRae.
Oh,
I saw you're a tater girl.
Oh,
now.
I'm a tater tot.
What is that? Is that her crew?
I don't know what her name is. I don't know what
Yeah, what do you call Tate McRae fans? Because fan, she deserves a round of applause.
No, literally. Oh, they all called Tater Tots.
Oh, hell yeah. There you go.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Tater Tots. So she has a new album, right?
Yeah.
That just came out. And she has tied Taylor Swift's record of being a woman with the most hits on the Billboard at the same time at 5.
Is that not Katy Perry?
No, apparently Taylor Swift was the first person to chart simultaneously, 5 at the same time. And Tate McRae just hit that record as well with 5 as well. So she tied it. The verbiage escapes me at the moment. It's like the most charting songs at once or something like that.
Right.
And the only other person that was Taylor.
Oh, I
Katy, though, she had a good
because
run.
With California Girls... Maybe I'm just getting confused with her number one hits, but I thought with California Girls.
That they were all up there? Well, it's like whenever, you know, like when TTPD came out and like 3 songs from TTPD and then still 4 from,
yeah,
you know, a few from 1989 and Cruel Summer were like all on the Billboard, like on the top 10 all at the same time. It's like the same thing, but Tate McRae's new music.
Okay, that makes sense. For some reason, I thought that it was Katy Perry too, because I don't know. I can't find the fucking. I can't find any of the stats.
It is hard to find stats. Let's see really quick though that exact thing. Tate McRae record tie Taylor Swift. Oh, for Christ's sake! Why did my network connection was lost. Okay, well, come back.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah. Most, let's see. She tied Taylor Swift's record for the most songs by a female artist to chart on the U.S. pop radio chart at the same time. Both artists have had 5 songs chart simultaneously.
Wow.
So that's that. So she tied it.
Good for her. Go
girl.
Off, Tate.
Congratulations.
That's so exciting. I mean...
I really like her, and I think she runs with a good crowd. I think that she is normal and fun and pop and exciting. Great songs. So hot. Moves like a motherfucker. Like,
yeah.
She's great.
The
she's
music great. Video for Revolving Door was like, mm-hmm. Oh my God. That's so I saw it like come up on my TikTok or something. I was like, whoa. She looks insane. First off, she's yeah. dancing. I always
her
said.
Dance, she's a dancer that, first, right?
Yeah, yeah. She yeah, was yeah. in like the. This could be wrong, but from what I recall, she was in the like rival dance group of the Dance
of
Moms.
Of Danity Kane? Oh, no. I don't know why I thought Danity Kane. I don't know why I thought Danity Kane. I was thinking of like, she's not, first of all,
yeah,
she's
she
not
was
old
3
enough.
Years old.
So I think Tate McRae is like 21.
Who's that baby twerking in the background? No. That's
I have
really
no idea
funny.
Why I said I have to stop like reading lips and guessing what you're saying. Like
no, not
so
Danity Kane. Considering
Dance
Moms. Me and her, we were like, yeah, I think
no,
we were
I think
like the, 10
I think
when Danity Kane
age.
Was popular.
Yeah. No, Danity Kane. I was like a yeah. teenager when Danity Kane came out.
That's so funny. No,
which
she was in like the rival
still, the
Dance Moms group, and I'm pretty sure like Maddie Ziegler, like whenever she would have like this big competition, they'd be like, oh my God, like Tate. Is dancing too.
No
like,
way.
Yeah, she was like Maddie's biggest rival, I think, or something like that.
Wow, I love that lore.
Yeah, so she was like
damn,
always
stuffer in a
the dancer
Jesus.
For sure. But my thing with her was I always knew she was a baddie.
Yeah.
I always was like, she's a baddie. She's so hot. She's mm-hmm. so talented dancing. I just could never get into her sound.
Yeah.
Cause I just.
Well, I was giving
I
like
still,
Addison Rae, you know.
But like, not like.
But better.
Yeah.
But also, no shade, Addison Rae. I actually love her.
I have some beef with Addison Rae.
She's got something going on right now. I'm just gonna play it out.
I was all for
life.
Her new rebrand, like yeah. the new like you know like cool girl rebrand that mm-hmm, she's doing. Mm-hmm. But then she came out with that song like High Fashion, and like the lyrics are like I just want to get high fashion and like put your cigarette out on my tits. That's literally one of the lyrics. Put your cigarette out on my tits. I'm like, you're
oh my
Addison
God,
Rae.
Well, she's
like,
you know,
you're
can
a
I,
TikTok girly.
Can I be real
like
about,
no one's putting your cigarettes out on your boobs, Addison Rae.
Can I be so real about Addison Rae right now? I first of all love her to death. I really do, and I think that she is lovely, and I think that she rose to fame overnight.
It's almost like she's trying
COVID.
To be something that she's not, is
yes.
what I'm trying to say.
But I think this could be her, and I do think it's extended, but this could be her Miley Bangers era.
Mm.
Because she started off cutesy girl, dance, dance, me and Charlie
I wouldn't
Mayo,
even
same
give
thing.
Her that credit.
But she also was like older than Charlie.
Yeah, yeah. She's my age.
Yeah. She was always over age.
Yeah, yeah.
But she got lumped in with those like children.
Yeah.
And so now that she's like being sexy, it's like, oh, she's stepping out of her shell. But I think she's maybe overcompensating on the sexy because she really wants people to know. And then at the same time, she's had a hard time the last few years because, first of all, during COVID, she became famous literally overnight.
Yeah.
And then so did her whole family, and their dad cheated on her mom.
Oh my God, I forgot about the whole Monty
mess.
The Monty drama.
Monty drama.
Yeah, and her
then,
mom dating.
And then, what's her name? Sheila? No. Shayna?
It was something like that. Sharon.
She dated Young Gravy.
Yeah, she dated Young Gravy.
Who was like our friend last. Yeah. Friends with Olivia.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Which we asked her about that. She was like, yeah, he's cool. I was like, I would do nothing but ask about, like, was it Sheena? Shayna? What the fuck?
Sherry.
Sherry.
Is it Sherry? Yeah, Sherry. Sherry Nicole. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sherry Nicole.
I totally forgot about that.
And so she had that shit. And then she got absorbed into the Kardashian vortex with Kourtney for a while. And then all of a sudden
she's really been all over the...
And now here she is.
Yeah. And now she's with the Charlie XCX squad.
Yes, and I feel
I have no issue with her embracing her sexiness. Like, she's so hot and she should literally be as sexy as she wants. Like, that's not... I just feel like...
But she's
a She's trying... a little too hard for the grungy, like,
yes,
you know, like cocaine, put your cigs out on my tits.
Well, that's every bitch is doing that. That's Brack, by the way.
Yeah,
that's Brack.
Yeah.
Charlie XCX made that sound. I don't want to talk shit, but I will. I don't want to talk shit about Charlie because I like Charlie. Charlie is my age, though, and when I see Charlie running around with these teenagers acting like, let's all fuck and do cocaine and put cigarettes out on my tits,
yeah,
I'm like, girl, you're a little too old for this. I won't lie to you.
Yeah,
I'm too old for it. Like, I can say that to you because I'm too old for it.
Well,
however, I don't know if it's like, you know,
but like, I don't want to.
She gave.
But,
the, she opened the door.
Why is she too old to have
kids,
fun?
Do this. It's no, but it's not having fun. It's the performance of it all.
Mm.
Do all those
like
things.
Embrace, like glamorizing it. You mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Not even glamorizing that too is fine because it is chic. I mean, cigarettes are chic. I'm the first person to say it. Like,
yeah.
Drugs are cool. Like, I'm the first person to say it. But I'm also not putting videos of me like you know in a k-hole on my fucking stories.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'm 34 years old,
right?
It's a little much. People be like, whoa, are you okay, should you go to rehab? Versus
right.
When you're 24 years old, it's like, wow, party, drugs, crazy LA nightlife, live,
I get what you're
love,
saying I get what
laugh,
you're saying,
you know,
there's
what I mean?
A certain like discretion you should have about
yes.
it almost.
And and Charlie would hate hearing that, but she capitalized on the moment that is, you know, drug, sex, and rock and roll. But she's been doing this. Like, she hasn't changed.
Yeah.
Charlie has been the same her entire career. She's acted like this. But now it's cool. And so people are like, oh, Charlie pioneered this, like, vibe. And it's
No,
it's cyclical. Like, everybody acted like this in the 90s.
Like, everyone in the East Village is that vibe.
Right. Like, just don't. You're not original, babe, by the way.
Yeah.
So I think, like, I just think that's what that is. But then when I see Charlie doing it, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's that bitch. She's always been doing that. And now... now people like it because it's in vogue at the moment to be acting like that. But then I see sweet baby angel Addison Rae suddenly hanging out with the Brat crew, doing cocaine and drinking Pepsi and whatever the fuck, cigarettes on her titties. Then I'm like, all right, well, Addison Rae maybe had a couple more years before she had to fall down a K-hole. You maybe we reel it back in.
Yeah.
But, or maybe we're wrong about the whole thing and she's just having fun.
I think... at the end of the day, all these people, they're just having fun. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, it was just a little jarring to hear Addison Rae say, put your cigarettes out on my tits.
That
I'm
is
like,
jarring. And I missed that track.
I'm a savage. You know,
yeah,
whatever happened to doing that? But like, no,
well,
like she's
Pepsi.
Older. She's maturing. It's you know, a new direction, a little bit like a big rebrand for her. And I'm here for it. But
what do you think about people saying that she's like Britney Spears? I think I have that in my
Addison
too.
Rae? No
not,
way.
Not so much like talent or fame or whatever, but they think that she looks like her and they think she kind of acts like her and that she's sort of leaning into that. And she's a huge Britney fan.
Yeah.
She loves Britney.
I guess like aesthetic.
But she respects her. Like they've said like, would you play Britney in a biopic? And she's like, no way. Like that, I couldn't do it justice. Like no way. So I respect that. But.
Like I think she has certain like aesthetic, like, you know, like kind of like innocent girl, but like also
like rolling
wearing
naked
really
all the time,
like really low rise pants.
She's past low rise pants. Like she's got her pussy out like all the time, and that's why I'm like, oh no, girl. I know Charlie said pull your pussy out, but maybe don't.
Yeah,
like, you can, you know, maybe not every day.
Yeah,
sometimes the occasion calls for it. And I know I'm sounding judgy, but I'm not being judgy, actually. I'm just stating
No,
what
I don't
I
think
say.
It's fair at all to compare to Britney Spears in any capacity.
People do that a lot.
I think any, like, girl that, like, dances and has, like, a nasally voice, people compare her to Britney Spears.
For sure.
Like, they do it the same.
I also don't agree, by the way. I don't think she's anything like Britney, but I can see the child, like, you know, younger star,
yes,
kind of, you know, running amok and maybe falling in with the wrong crowd.
Yeah,
I can see that,
like,
narrative.
You know, her name's in the tabloids.
Sure.
Yeah,
she's literally running around with her pussy out. That's not a joke. Like, every picture I see of her is like that. Like, do you not?
No, I don't think I've ever.
Oh my god, no.
Are you talking about Addison Rae?
Yes. Look at her Vogue Italia, or no, her Vogue France cover shoot. She's like, I'm telling you, she's been doing a lot of, like, high fashion stuff, which I love. I love that she's doing all kinds of
shit.
She's
wearing shorts and a sweater.
What? No. She's got, no. Oh, that's not the, no, that's not what I'm, it's in the spread then. She posted on her own Instagram. Like, I'm seeing this on her Instagram.
Right.
But again, she went to the school.
I just always see her with, like, really, really low rise pants.
She went to school. Which is look at this outfit. Like, look at this video. She's wearing no pants. And she's got this long shirt on.
Yeah.
But she does the whole interview like that. And she's just like, oh, this, that, whatever. And that's tame, by the way. This is a normal, usual
Well, she
thing.
Also, what was that crazy outfit that she
she's
wore?
She's like, I'm wearing Versace and I'm wearing, like, whatever the fuck. And she, I mean, again, she looks beautiful and she's young and she could do what she wants. It's just very, it's such a departure from.
There's her butt crack.
Yeah. Like, no, she's, I'm telling you, Addison Rae is. She wants to be naked all the time. Like, she's Britney Spears vibes, wants to be naked.
Is she like, I mean, listen, I support it. If she wants to be naked, she wants to be naked.
But
oh, this was this was the outfit that she wore to the VMAs, ? Or whatever this, whatever that was.
That's right. Yeah. But she looks so good then. MTV. Yeah. The VMAs maybe.
What? Yeah.
Like 2 years ago.
It was the white and the white bra
and
bottom.
You're looking at these photos and you're not telling me that she's wearing lingerie every day. Every
like,
day she's
to
naked
me,
in
that's not even really that crazy, though. Like,
no,
those pictures aren't that crazy.
Out. She's wearing it out and about. Like, she's out and about. No, they're not that crazy, but they're a departure from original Addison Rae.
Yes.
Ray.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay. And okay. Yes. 1,000%. Because
she
I feel
has, like she's changed her whole vibe up.
Yes.
Like,
yes. Any Instagram, like, girl is
like
posting the same exact kinds
out.
Of
like,
pictures.
Get real.
That's not pussy out. That's, again, a very low rise bottom.
I can see her labia. Like, be real. Be real.
You know what?
Regardless,
pussy out 2025.
Regardless.
Let the pussy out. You know, Janelle Monáe once said, and I'll never forget, I was watching like some award show by myself in college.
Love.
And she said, the pussy needs a monologue.
Absolutely. Well, duh.
Yeah. So how can how can the pussy not have a monologue if the pussy's not out?
That's so true. But anyway, the whole reason I'm talking about Addison Rae's pussy being out is because people... It's part of the reason people compare it to Britney Spears, because Britney Spears is always rolling around naked.
Well, people always,
so they're like, "Who do you think you are, Britney?" You know what I mean? They that's part of the reason why
people always compare Tate to Britney as well.
Oh, really?
And I can see that, but
less.
I might say something crazy, I think you're going to hate me when I say this.
Oh,
I think Tate is more talented than Britney Spears.
Oh well, first of all, number one, it is
like,
a sacrilegious thing to say.
Yeah,
it's
I know it is.
A sacrilegious thing to say.
I know.
And no one could ever be Britney
I
Spears.
Just mean, okay, yes.
But you're right.
Britney, early discography, like, that's untouchable. Obviously, mm-hmm. She's Britney fucking Spears. Like, she's an untouchable pop icon.
Yes.
What I'm talking about, like, all around talent, like, Tate McRae, she can bust that shit down. And sing.
She
like
can.
Britney, she could always bust down.
She couldn't bust down
the
like
way Tate McRae can.
But I think that also has to do with the fact that Tate was a full-fledged dancer her
yes.
whole life before she even touched a microphone. You know
and
what I mean?
Can I also say?
Yes.
There shouldn't even be, I don't like that I'm
comparing
them in the first place,
but it's new
everyone's
generation.
Been saying
it's
Tate
generation.
Is the new generation Britney. Mm-hmm. I think that Tate is totally in her own category. Like, I don't like when there's a new and up-and-coming artist and they say, oh, like, this is the new blah, blah, blah. This is the new person. Because it's like, well, no, it's them.
Yeah.
It's they're their own person.
They're their own ladies.
Yeah, of course, people take inspiration off of
Britney's a blueprint
pop icons.
For a lot of people.
Of course.
Yeah,
of course.
Why wouldn't she be?
I just don't like... And,
I will
and especially
say, though,
with young women's mm-hmm. artists and actresses, whatever, it's always, oh, they're the new this. Oh, they're the new that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, well, no, they're just them.
Can I be honest?
Let me be me.
Can I be honest right back?
Oh, yeah.
I think if you were to put, 1999 Britney Spears next to 2025 Tate McRae, I still think Britney knocks her fucking lights
okay.
out. Because I think that Britney has a star
quality.
I also quality
wasn't
to her.
Around for the peak of Britney, oh, so like I don't Britney think I got it. I don't think I get everything. It the way that like
she was. I mean, she still is, but like yeah, 1999 yeah. Britney fucking Spears 1998 was she's untouchable. I would go as far though as to compare Tate to Christina Aguilera. Not so much in terms, so where Christina has the talent in vocals, Tate has the talent in dancing, but in terms of sexiness and the dance and the risque and whatever, that was very Christina. And that was always the argument with Christina and Britney, because Britney had that like girl next door feel to her, and Christina had that, you know, girl next, you know, babysitter, girl next door wearing leather and want you want to have sex with her vibe.
Right.
And it was a little bit different. But Britney Spears had something about her and still does, I think, like, you know, underneath all the craziness that is so magnetic that I think Tate, she has enough songs out by now that she should have already, if she were Britney, she would have already been there.
I think like, she's coming Britney's out now. Discography, like, totally blows Tate's
absolutely.
Out of the water.
Absolutely.
Because, I think, like, I really...
Without question.
Yeah. She's also getting a lot of comparisons to Paula Abdul.
That is fair, because
like,
Paula
big,
was a dancer.
More of a dancer
Paula's
than
a dancer
got into
first.
The music
and I
game.
Think, honestly, a very accurate description. And Paula was like a sexy dancer, too. So that makes a lot of sense, too.
But yeah.
But again, this is all new gen stuff.
Just been loving, beyond loving her new album.
I have to listen.
Like,
I haven't
just
listened to a note.
So obsessed.
I've not listened to a single note.
She's also a huge Swiftie. Did not realize
I knew that. I knew that because she hangs out with the right people. I said she hangs out with like Iris Apatow and
yes,
Olivia
and
Rodrigo.
Yes, and she's like besties
and,
with Olivia Rodrigo. Yeah, she's besties with Jake Shane. She went on Jake Shane's podcast and said that The One was like the song that she like played a million bajillion times like during her breakup.
She also said
Blank Space is like the perfect pop song.
Of course.
And then she's she's covered like a bunch of different Taylor songs like when she does sound checks.
She is fantastic and she's definitely on our pop girlies list, I think, officially.
And
I was on the fence about it. She had like one good song and I didn't really know and whatever. But
I was kind of a hater, not a hater, but I just didn't like her music.
Sure.
So I'd always be like, oh, she's a baddie. Like, I know she is so talented, but like I just could not get into her voice.
Does she write her own songs and stuff? Like, that is what I'm
wondering.
Like,
really,
is she
I don't
kind
think.
Of a, is she like a people forever was like, oh, she's an industry plant, you know, like she's a you know, she's just
she
writes songs.
She wrote like a lot of this new album with Ryan Tedder. I know that.
Oh, that's great. That's a Swift. That's a Swift.
Yeah.
1989 maybe.
Ryan Tedder on 1989. I thought there was Max Martin.
You're right, but Ryan Tedder, wasn't he on something?
I don't know. Let me look up like let's look up Revolving Door lyrics. Tate McRae, genius. Let's go to
For 1989. Welcome to New York and I Know Places. Ryan Tedder helped with.
Yeah. Okay. Revolving Door was written by Ryan Tedder, Julia Michaels, Tate McRae, and Grant.
Julia Michaels. Yeah. Ugh, queen.
Julia Michaels has her aura all over this album.
Oh yeah. Oh god. I love that. Makes me want to listen to
like
it way
another
more.
One that I like.
I love Julia Michaels.
Greenlight.
Oh,
okay. Let's see who wrote Greenlight. I would say there's probably like three to four. Greenlight is just Tate McRae and Grant.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Grant, I don't know very well.
I don't know Grant either. It just says Grant.
I think I know like a song by...
Oh, Amy Allen.
Amy fucking
Allen. Our girl
Allen.
Amy Allen. She's on there too.
Amy Allen works a lot with Sabrina Carpenter as well.
Yep.
Love. And has good songs of her own. Love
yes.
Amy Allen.
Yeah. So, Purple Lace Bra. I like that song too. Let's see who wrote that
Ooh,
one.
Oh, cute name.
I haven't Amy even Allen, looked. Tate McRae, and Emil Heine. Emil
Heine,
H A
spelled I can see your Heine,
H-A-Y-N-I.
What are you doing?
Addison Heine Ray. Oh no, Emil. I mean Emil Heine. He wrote Runaway, Photograph, Summertime Sadness, Locked Out of Heaven.
Emil Heine. Who's Emil? How is it spelled?
H-A-Y-N-I-E. Haney?
It's probably Haney.
Yeah, it's probably Haney. Haney's better, though.
We'll call Emil Haney.
Yeah.
We'll never forget.
But
well,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm sold. I have not looked. I've not listened to a note. I've not even looked at the names of songs. I was off the grid watching White Lotus all weekend. So We'll get into it. That'll be my homework mm-hmm. to get into Tate McRae.
You got
to
listen.
I do.
So good.
Love that she said Blank Space was the perfect pop song, because I was scrolling mindlessly and I ran into something and I saw a good tweet that read something along the lines of like, this is what people don't understand about Taylor Swift's lyrics, and when they're trying to guess like who they're about and what was going on in her life at the time or whatever, it's the fact that she writes down bits and pieces of like, you know, lyrics or ideas or whatever over time, and then eventually they all click together and create.
Yes,
like,
that was really cool.
Song.
Yeah,
and it was specifically in reference to Blank Space, and all I was thinking about after I read that was just how. Perfect, truly perfect, that song is.
I mean, every line is
every
like
line is
so, brilliant.
It's so brilliant. Yeah. And to think of that being like, oh, just bits and pieces of like little things you think about over time, like it makes me feel, I don't know, it makes me feel good and creative. Like I feel like, you know, I put stuff in my notes app all the time. Not yeah. saying I'm going to come up with Blank Space, yeah. but I put stuff in my notes app all the time. Yeah. You know, maybe one day I'll write a beautiful book or a beautiful yeah. poem, and it's all the pieces will fall into place.
You never know.
Mastermind. You never know. So if you're a creative person, think about that. That nothing happens overnight, especially not something like Blank Space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, beautiful song. I love. And well, actually, would I call Blank Space a beautiful song? That is a good question. I think yes, but I think it's more of a let's get our shit.
Yeah, I don't know if I would describe it as beautiful. I think
yeah, it's a little
like I would describe it as like
definitely perfect pop song.
Fun. Yeah, I don't
funky,
know.
Kick ass, like
yeah,
that's
like
the kind
empowering.
Of mood
maybe?
Yeah, empowering for yeah. sure. Definitely puts me in an empowering mood. Speaking of empowering, all my transitions today.
Jane Fonda had her pussy out at the SAG Awards.
She would laugh at that, Jane Fonda. But yes, speaking of inspiring, really, it does make sense. The SAG Awards were last night, and we had glimpse or Sunday night, sorry, glimpses of all our faves. We've got Leighton Meester. Gonna yeah. be on that show. She's gonna be a part of that show.
What
now.
Show?
The show with Adam Brody.
Oh,
and
she
Kristen
is.
Bell. Yes, she's going on it. I had a double take. I was like, I'm.
Wait, where'd you see that? Ooh,
like, is this real? Nobody wants this.
Yeah.
I think she is a new addition for next season. She's gonna be a rival of Kristen Bell's, and she's playing a mommy blogger. And I cannot
shut up. That's so
wait.
Exciting.
I can't wait. Of course, everyone knows Adam Brody and Leighton Meester are married in real life. That is Blair Waldorf and Seth Cohen, for those keeping track at home. As well.
Wow, that's
and Kristen
so
Bell
exciting.
Is the voice of Gossip Girl, for those who don't remember.
Yes,
and
wow.
they did a very funny skit, like a very funny like
middle school
Gossip
nemesis.
Girl here. Yeah, middle school nemesis, and now Leighton Meester will be the mommy blogger, and Kristen Bell will obviously continue to be her podcast self.
That's very funny.
Love.
Yeah,
And I'm very excited to
very
see the dynamic
for
there
that.
Because of Adam Brody and Leighton
yeah, yeah.
being married in real life, but then also Kristen Bell, even though she really is only the voice of Gossip Girl. Like, she herself isn't in Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
But obviously, Leighton Meester is Blair fucking Waldorf. So they know each other, known each other for years, probably don't get to work too much together because all really Kristen Bell ever had to do is voiceover stuff. But I think that them coming together is a fun thing, and that show is going to be so good. But at the SAG Awards last night, they did a really Kristen Bell was like the, I guess she was the host.
Yeah.
yeah. And they did a funny skit where she was like hiding in the corner with her microphone being like, Gossip Girl here.
Yeah.
Spotted lonely boy Timothée Chalamet
yeah.
next to a plate of filet mignon or whatever. And then it was a bit with Leighton being like, what the hell, Leighton? This is not gossip. Like,
yeah.
this is all food. She's like,
I'm
just
hungry.
Yeah. It was really funny. But then to me, I was like, amazing. We've got the Gossip Girl nod. And then also they're going to be in the show together next season. Mm. So I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
But
I think Kristen Bell did a good job. She was very funny. And
very
like,
funny. She's so cute.
She's so cute. Exactly. And like all of her jokes are like very like simple and witty and funny, yes,
mm-hmm.
which I really like.
Totally
I thought it was
love.
Funny how like Nikki Glaser did like that bit about like the singing, and then she was like, "I'm not going to do this. Like nobody wants this."
Yeah, yeah.
And then like Kristen Bell, like kind of did exactly one, that, but I liked it. It was
Kristen
funny.
Bell's was so good. Well, that's the thing too is Kristen Bell
and it was short,
a,
so it was good.
It was short. She's also an incredible singer.
Yeah.
So it's like she can sing whatever she wants. She could have done a regular
true,
song,
true.
And people would have been excited. But yes, and she did a funny little like
do you want to build
be
a,
an actor?
Yeah, yeah.
And then she just showed people that were nominated for different awards their first like pictures or clips of their very
yeah.
first acting gigs, which I thought was really cute. And the SAG Awards always seems like a sweet, fun, like family event.
Yeah, like, it's like a nice like dedication to the craft.
Absolutely.
They're always like really like hone in on like, yeah. you know, it's not easy being an actor. It's not as easy as you think.
The award is called the actor. So it's like an actor goes too. So it's like this big, heavy award. But they also make, I think, poke a lot of fun at themselves, which I appreciate in general. I think it's funny. They're like, oh, yeah, we're a big room of actors. But they always take the time to thank everybody and, you know, all the craft services and people behind the scenes. Hey, by the way, I had no idea the president of SAG-AFTRA is Fran Drescher.
Oh yeah, I know. I had no idea about that either.
She always came out as like the like figurehead, but I didn't realize she was literally the president of it all. And I'm so proud of her. I don't know.
Yeah, SAG president. That's so crazy.
Right? That was
No, she walked out. I was like, Fran Drescher, what the hell?
She's every year she walks out and she says
yeah,
a little
2021
something.
And reelected in 2023.
Yeah, and then they elected her. And I'm just, I just love that.
I love that
I think
for
that's
her.
That's fantastic. And that's just, we love women in power. But so that was one thing. But the whole reason I wanted to bring up the SAG Awards, one, it was lovely and it's a really nice night. It's on Netflix. I think you can go watch it again. But two, Jane Fonda won the Lifetime Achievement Award, SAG Award. Julia Louis-Dreyfus introduced her. Very funny intro. But Jane Fonda is like one of my all-time favorite bitches of all time. Like just really a wonderful woman. I think that she
is opinionated, loud.
She's loud. She's outspoken. She cares about people. She cares about causes. She's a fantastic actress and she's, 87 years old and she's not slowing down anytime soon. Mm-hmm. Her words, you know, I think that she is an inspiring woman to look up to always. And whether, you know, over the years, she's had a lot of different, she's been embroiled in a lot of different, political,
She got arrested like multiple times. Yeah.
Like if there's a protest to be had, Jane Fonda's there and she's ready for her handcuffs. Like
she
is always down to be arrested for the cause. She like she's a fuck.
Was
like,
arrested in 2019
at the Women's March
during
a
Fire Drill Fridays protest in Washington D.C. November 2019 climate change protest.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she.
She was arrested a bunch, like, in her younger years, too. Like, she was doing a protest for Vietnam. She was arrested.
I thought she did a protest for, that's what it was, the climate change. It was, like, because they were going to build, like, some sort of, underground pipe or something. And it was going to, like,
And it was going to disturb the world or disturb the...
Back in 1970... Fonda took one of the most iconic celebrity mugshots, raising a fist after getting arrested in Cleveland during a protest during the Vietnam War.
Yep. That's what I'm thinking of.
She earned the nickname Hanoi Jane after a 1972 trip to North Vietnam to draw attention to the bombing of non-military targets. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's crazy.
She's been, like, she literally has, put herself in war situations to raise awareness. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a really interesting, she's had such an interesting life, and I feel like a lot of people, my age or younger, know Jane Fonda as, like, Monster in Law, which alongside Jennifer Lopez, fantastic movie, by the way. Or, like, Gracie and Frankie, that adorable show.
I literally, know her from literally just being, like, so, like...
Being an icon?
Yeah. Being, like, and also just, like, being so outspoken.
Absolutely, which I just think is wonderful. So she gave a really lovely speech about how she started off talking about how when she was younger... She got into acting because at the time women weren't really allowed to show emotion. It was kind of one of those things where it's like women couldn't get angry, women couldn't get upset, and you have to kind of mind your P's and Q's. And so she got into acting because it was an outlet for her in that way. Like she could act angry, she could act mad, she could act, and do all these things. And I loved that. But then she talked a lot about the state of the world and how we're in the middle of a revolution and it's here, it's time to open your fucking eyes and stuff. And I loved that too. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I like what she said. Empathy is not weak. or woke.
Yep.
Woke just means you give a damn about other people.
Exactly.
Which I liked a
exactly.
lot.
Exactly. Yeah.
A lot of people are going to be really hurt by what's happening, what's coming our way. Even if they're a different political persuasion, we need to call upon our empathy and not judge, but listen from our hearts and welcome them into our tent, because we're going to need a big tent to resist successfully what's coming at us.
Absolutely. Also, again, we're not a long political conversation, but I sent you guys a little... I sent you guys an article the other day that actually Feidelberg sent me, which was an opinion piece from the New York Times by...
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
By Ezra Klein, who I could just kiss right on the mouth. Mm. What a guy. Something about him, the way he explains things and the way he writes, he's fantastic. If you haven't seen... there's an opinion piece. If you're feeling like meow about Trump or whatever, and if you're not, ignore. But if you are... an opinion piece in the New York Times called Don't Believe Him by Ezra Klein. It's from the Ezra Klein Show. He has a podcast, I guess. It's just lovely. And you should go ahead and listen or read. Mm-hmm. It's just it talks a lot about how everything we see online is we're getting like fear mongered. You know what I mean? Like we're being scared on purpose.
Yeah.
And it made me feel a lot better for people who kind of like freak out about the state of the world. I know that sometimes I have that if I get too high. That's
another
thing. If I get too high, I start freaking out about the world, being like, oh no, how could I don't want kids, but what if God forbid, you know? So, but that's that. And I think that Jane Fonda just, I admire her bravery to stand up and just say whatever the fuck she wants and
Me
how
too.
She really feels and isn't worried about if people like her or not, if people are going to see her movies or not, or
yeah.
going to watch her show or not. She doesn't give a shit. All she cares about are like other people.
Yeah.
And I admire her greatly.
I admire her totally. Mm-hmm. And she was like, she said something like, this seems like it's like the end, you know, accepting this award. But
yeah.
she's like, I'm not done. Like, I'm just
yeah,
getting
she was
started.
Yeah, like, I am just getting started.
Yeah. yeah.
Like, she's just entering a new phase of life. 87,
yeah.
man. And she looks amazing.
Oh, my gosh. She looks amazing.
She looks amazing.
Her dress.
She's moving around. Her dress was gorgeous.
Yeah.
She's moving around. No problem. Again, like, 87 is fucking old. Like,
yeah.
However you want to slice it. Like, even if you're in great shape, like Jane Fonda, like, to be out and about doing that shit at 87 is nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah.
That's
for sure.
All right, a hard pivot away from Jane, something I wanted to ask your opinion on.
Oh.
And I wanted to ask the opinion of the Swifties, because I only saw this from a Swiftie perspective because it was retweeted by like a Swiftie account.
Okay.
I don't think I would have thought this immediately if not having seen that.
Okay.
So, and it has to do with the NFL.
Oh.
We're sliding back into football. Maybe I should have said this before when we were talking about Travis, but this was 2 days ago, I believe. The NFL informed teams today that the 2025 salary cap will be roughly $277.5 million to $281.5 million per Dan Graziano, ESPN, whatever. That's an increase of $22 to $26 million from last year and beats what most executives were anticipating. Somebody had quote tweeted that and was like, that's the Taylor Swift effect, because more people are watching the NFL. The deals are getting bigger. The ad deal specifically, they want the players to play in as many games as possible. They want this, they want that, more eyes than ever. What do you think about that? Do you think that has to do with that? Would be a crazy, like, I don't know how I feel.
I mean, it makes sense.
It does kind of make sense.
The correlation
right?
totally makes sense.
Right.
I mean, it,
like,
if you have to think about where all of a sudden they get all this insane
mm-hmm.
amount of money,
mm-hmm.
it's like, well, yeah, because the past 2 years has had an insane amount of influx
of
viewers.
For all teams, not just the
Chiefs.
I mean,
and even think about like Jason Kelsey's jersey was like the number one jersey bought by women. Like all that money, like there's so much
mm-hmm.
money coming in from all different ends of the spectrum from new NFL fans. Like,
mm-hmm.
so I definitely think there has to be some sort of correlation. No doubt in my mind.
Yeah. I
it's
think
just
so
like,
too.
What has happened between the past couple years and now to make the money go up? There's only really one answer.
There's
Taylor
only
Swift.
One thing.
There hasn't been one other thing that has enticed non-football fans to come watch football. I can't really think of anything.
Right. The league itself hasn't changed enough.
No, not at all.
For a $25 million increase overall on salary caps. Like, that sounds wild.
Yeah.
So,
well, I also
something to think about.
I don't know. I really, like, this could be so wrong, so please take this with a grain of salt, because I really don't know how salary caps work, but, like,
I
think Joe Burrow was on Part of My Take or something, and they were, like,
mm-hmm.
talking about the salary cap, and, like, it's different for each team. But like basically like what Joe Burrow was like implying, I think it was that it's kind of fake and that they like put it, they put these salary caps in to like get players to make less money. But like there's really no cap because like.
Because endorsements.
Yeah, exactly. And like
you can make
it's like
money you can.
The money's kind of like ambiguous. Like it's
interesting.
Yeah, I don't really know the.
Should we have Joe Burrow? Should we call Joe Burrow? Joe, can you
come on and explain
salary
cap to us?
Yeah, can you? Do you mind just? Do you have a sec? Like just
a quick
salary cap explanation.
I know you told me to never call you again and that you blocked my number.
Yeah. Hey, look, I know you're busy. You told me that you're really busy today, but like I really need this. Yeah, no.
Yeah, but I don't know. So, but that, no, that totally checks out, I think, in my opinion.
That's something to think about. Something to keep our eyes on. Like, so now extending past that, if you're Taylor Swift, are you looking at the NFL like, hey babe,
no.
Let's throw a little cashola my way.
No, because there's no direct.
Yeah.
Like, it's true. There'd be a very hard time to prove that,
It's true. And but like, if you're the NFL. Are you now?
Maybe if I'm the NFL, I think I would offer 100% to be like, hey, like if you want to do something, like we'll pay. But I feel like she's. If I was in her shoes, mm-hmm. I would feel like, the NFL is Travis's thing. Like
absolutely.
That's my. Mm-hmm. Let me stay in my lane. Because mm-hmm. once you start taking money from them, then everything
gets
skewed.
Then it's a whole thing.
Then
right,
it's a whole different conversation.
So true.
You know, if people want.
The sun is hitting me just so.
On your gorgeous.
On my eyeball.
Beautiful blue ball. Oh my God, you're glistening.
You see how teary my eyes are. My eyes are so dry today. Anyway, I don't know. It's just something to think about. And I really have no thoughts other than that. I think it's just a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
A lot of money. A lot of new people coming in. A lot of new stuff. And, the NFL should be thanking their lucky stars.
Big time.
I bet they want Travis Kelce to come back.
Oh, no doubt in my mind. No doubt in my mind.
Definitely,
I mean,
definitely.
I feel like who doesn't want him to go?
I know.
Besides himself.
I know.
You
really?
Know?
Yeah. Really.
Like,
really. If I'm him, man, I am just, I hate to be like, I'm a quitter, but like, I would quit. I'd be like, enough. I'm done.
Oh,
I'm done.
I would
I'm
be.
Tired.
I would be, so
I'd be so
done.
So
oh,
done.
Please.
So out.
Please.
Like, listen. I've won a million Super Bowls. I've carried this shit on my fucking
God.
Back.
I wouldn't
and I got
even
a hot girlfriend
twice.
At home now. And I gotta go. Like,
no.
Gotta,
I'm such a quitter like that.
I need to live in the Maldives
I did
for a
my
while.
Due diligence. Bye.
Same. No,
I
exactly
owe you people nothing. Mm-hmm. Goodbye. Mm-hmm. I got hit in the head 5,000 times a year.
My
I'm
body
good.
Goes through hell. Yeah. My body's gone through hell for 15 years or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, I could. I never 13. Had a love for a sport in that way like
no way.
I it's not relatable to me at all to want to stick it out for maybe one more year, but I do totally understand why he would and why he
for sure.
wants to.
Yes.
But yeah, no, I completely agree. Yeah. I would be so out of there. 36?
No way.
Oh my God,
bro.
After the NFL, he's been in the NFL for 12 years.
I think like 13.
Oh, this would be his 13th season.
Oh,
yeah, right.
That's another part of it. People are like, this
would
season,
be his 13th
if he
season.
Played again, would be his 13th
yeah.
season. People think, I mean, we can't, that's Taylor's thing.
Yeah.
But like, you never know. Who knows? Who knows? We'll have to see.
Who knows? We'll have to see.
I'm very curious.
It seems like
maybe
we'll get an announcement soon.
We'll know
soon. If he's so sure about what he wants to do, according to Jason. But
yeah, big deal. We shall see.
We will be supporting him no matter what his decision is.
Yes, we will.
Yep.
And so should everybody else.
Yes.
We also need to throw some support Rihanna's way.
Okay.
Did you see Rihanna had a conversation? Sorry. In case you guys can't tell, I wrote down at 1:30 in the morning, I wrote down
okay,
20
Rihanna.
Things I wanted to talk about today. And we're just literally going down
Did
the list.
Did she do something?
I'm checking them off.
You know
yes.
what? I kind of have beef with Rihanna.
Oh, shit. Well, let me tell you this first and maybe we'll have beef anymore. So she did an interview with somebody. To
I
be
got
honest.
Beef with everybody.
I don't know. Yeah, you got a lot of beef right now, huh? I didn't know you were so beefy. Oh, here it is. To Harper's Bazaar. She talked to Harper's Bazaar about her upcoming 9th album. But she goes, I've been in the studio the whole 8 years. I know it's not going to be anything that anybody expects, and it's not going to be commercial or radio digestible. I just feel like I've finally cracked it, girl. That's what she
okay,
said.
That's good. That's exciting. So fucking put it out.
Exactly. But here's the thing. Is she like still being silly? Like, I feel I finally cracked it, girl. Like, it's like, I got you, girl. Soon.
She's so full of shit.
I
like, I'm sorry. And listen, I would be full of shit too if I was her.
No, please.
She's a billionaire off of Fenty. Like, yeah. There's no reason for her to go back into music. Yep. I feel like, you know, she's a mother of two. Her baby daddy just got...
She's not supporting
guilty.
Him in jail right now.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I just feel like they're... Unless she, I just feel like she, I don't know if she's like in that Ariana Selena lane where she like has kind of lost love for it. So sure. Like, you know, and everyone just expects her to put out music. So she's just been teasing it nonstop. It's like, girl, I'm really getting tired of the teasing because how many times you can say, oh, it's coming, girl. Mm-hmm. It's coming, girl. Mm-hmm. Is it, girl? And then
is it, girl? I just love when she's like, I think I finally cracked it, girl. Here's and that is the only thing that made me think. She might be bullshitting us right now.
Here's what really pissed me off. It was like some headline was like, oh, like Rihanna new music. This bitch is putting out like a whole fucking new album for Smurfs. For
no,
the new
I
Smurfs
know.
Movie.
I know.
Like,
I know,
what?
I know.
Like, okay, get your bag. Smurfs. See, that doesn't go. That
no,
goes against
get your
every.
Bag.
That goes against the whole argument I just said, though. Like, if you have that money from Fenty, like, you're moved on with your life. Like,
yeah.
Whatever. Like, why are
She's
you getting this
kids,
bag
though.
From
you always,
Smurfs?
You always want to get a bag from a kids' movie when you have kids. You know what I mean?
Because
then
guess.
It's like, look, kids, mom was in this movie.
But
like,
now, like,
sorta.
Obviously, like, I care. And yeah. When Rihanna puts out new music, I'm going to listen. But, like, I can't even, I don't even care anymore. Like,
yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh. Stop dragging me
don't
along.
Tease.
Like, I'm some little.
Quit
some,
teasing,
yeah,
girl.
Quit teasing me. I don't really like it.
Quit teasing.
I just feel like every time she's asked about it, she's always like, oh, I don't know.
That is why I brought this up, because that was the most concrete answer we've heard from yeah. her probably in 8 years. Like, her being like, I've been in the stew for 8 years, and it's not going to be radio shit. It's going to be like,
eight
so I wonder
years?
What it's going to be then. I wonder what it's going to be one of these days. It better be, yeah, who knows? But then maybe Rihanna comes
like, that's
through.
You're hyping it up too much at that point.
True, so true. But then maybe Rihanna comes through and shoves everyone in the dirt.
No,
and
I hope
everyone says, Taylor Swift who?
No, I hope it's the Grammys. I hope it's the best. Album ever, like
me
I
too.
Hope it is magnificent.
She deserves a good album.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, Anti is like one of the best albums of all time.
That's
like
great.
She could go the rest of her life without making music, and she'll still be one of like the best. You
Absolutely.
Know, one of the bigger names in music.
I just miss her like at award shows and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I like
she's
Rihanna
so funny.
Showing up again.
Yeah,
yeah. She's just yeah, she's very funny. She's always brings the fucking look.
Oh, totally.
I mean? She like. Literally runs everyone out of town.
Yeah,
with
yeah,
her looks.
Yeah.
So I would love to see her out and about again. Maybe we'll get a little Smurf press tour. That would be nice. I would love. I doubt it, but that would be nice.
I'm gonna be throwing tomatoes.
I would love that. You're saying boo.
Boo. We want Rihanna.
We want new.
We don't
Rihanna.
Want Smurf.
We want the ninth album.
Yeah. Like, get this freaking Smurf out of here.
I'm still gonna see Smurfs. Maybe not in theaters, but I will see it.
This is gonna ruin the world tour.
It's gonna ruin the tour.
This is gonna ruin
what
the tour.
The
world
tour. I wonder if. Oh no, that's Trolls. I was like, I wonder if Justin
oh,
Bieber's,
that is Trolls. Oh duh. Yeah, yeah.
Justin Timberlake is involved in Trolls or in
Smurfs.
Smurfs.
No,
he's,
no,
involved
he's
in
Trolls. I thought that was Smurfs. That's why I said that. My
yeah,
bad.
Yeah. No, but it makes sense. It makes sense. This isn't on my list, but speaking, I just mixed up Justin's. Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber are leave them alone, huh? Leave
I,
them alone.
I,
What's
I,
going
they,
on with that?
They always get the short end of the stick.
Always. And Justin's starting to get a little pissy. Like, he's mad about it.
Yeah.
As he should be, because people are annoying as fuck to him. Always. All the time.
Well, they're like saying
like,
that he's
really
like back addicted to drugs, is like what people have been,
they
saying.
Have been saying.
So he
that.
Was like, stop fucking putting that narrative out of it.
Of
out
course.
There. Like, it's so bad.
And people, there was one clip of him, like, he was coming out of his car and something, and one of the paparazzis were like, thank you, Justin. And he was like, why are you saying thank you? Like, I don't want you here.
Yeah.
Like, don't say thank you. I'm not here willingly.
Justin is us.
No, Justin
we're famous.
Is so, yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. Excuse me, bitch. Like, leave me alone.
I don't want you here.
We're Chapel Roan. We're all in that Chapel yeah. Roan vibe. I don't want you here. I want you gone.
That's
like,
very
that,
funny.
That really is
I, they've
it.
They've
unfollow
ever
me.
Well,
like,
I think ever since you know the Selena timeline, and then
yep.
you know they break up, and then all of a sudden mm-hmm. he's engaged to Hailey. That just opened up a can of worms with so much hate, and I also
mm-hmm.
think like Beliebers like hated Hailey,
mm-hmm.
so that just like stemmed over.
Well,
and I think a lot of them are just jealous of her.
I think Beliebers are a lot like the psycho Swifties we hate, the like Gaylers. And
oh,
the
you don't remember
like
Cutford Bieber?
Oh, of course I remember Cutford Bieber.
Yeah, Cutford Bieber.
No, like I literally
when
think
he when
that's
we
the same.
Found
so
out when people found out that he smoked weed. They did Cutford Bieber, which is like literally self-harm, trigger warning, self-harm yourself to save Justin Bieber from his marijuana addiction.
So again, when you think you're doing something,
crazy.
When you think you're doing something
crazy.
On Twitter about Taylor Swift, remember Cutford Bieber.
Like crazy.
I completely, no, gee,
crazy.
I forgot about Cutford Bieber. I really
like,
did.
Like people
holy fuck.
Actually
people
batshit insane.
No, people are not okay.
Yeah. So I yeah, and
not
I feel
okay.
like they just get the short end of the stick.
They do. I
all
feel
the
bad
time.
Leave them alone.
They don't have it. And you know, honestly though, like Justin Bieber, like He sometimes, like, when he was like in the Fame game, like he got himself involved in some controversies, like no doubt. Like,
oh yeah,
he was like fuck boy, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like he had this attitude, bad boy. And then, honestly, it was the Yummy. When he was pushing Yummy so hard and being like, he was trying to get Yummy to number one, like stream it on quiet and put it on all your devices.
Yeah, that was like, weird. That was
okay.
A crazy time.
You know what, Justin Bieber? Fuck off. I'm done with you.
That was a weird time too. Well, it was
and then he
like,
made fun of Taylor Swift for the banana thing.
Yeah,
I was like, okay, you're done.
And he was in that picture with Scooter being like, Taylor Swift, what's up? Like, yeah. So I don't totally forgive him, but I will say leave him alone. And leave Hailey alone. They've got a baby. Leave them alone. Like,
I'm more like leave Hailey Bieber alone because she's just done nothing.
Done nothing
but
ever.
Be
like,
cute and make good makeup and be pregnant. And a bomb smoothie.
Yeah. So leave
and
her alone.
And really good blush.
Really good blush.
Yeah.
And she's always got good nails.
Yeah.
So just leave the Biebers alone. Last, I had two things left on my list. One, happy birthday, Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh.
22.
Oh,
didn't post anything though. Didn't do a feeling 22.
Sad.
Everybody was like tagging her, being like, "Girl, just do it. You know you want to."
Oh, she was probably like looking forward to that. Like
I
when you're like a baby Swiftie, you're like, "I can't wait to turn 22."
Exactly.
Damn, that's sad.
I was so hyped to turn 22.
Well, happy birthday,
22nd birthday to her. Slight. And she rides with that crew with Tate McRae and et cetera. So I'm sure they had a lovely time.
She's a baddie.
Baddie. And then to wrap up the show, a brief conversation, only because it directly correlates with our world, is we have to discuss Kanye West briefly.
Oh, shit. I totally forgot about that, honestly.
Did you see this thing? Okay. So I am not going to even begin to say that I understand anything really that's going on in terms of what Dave is doing online right now with coins.
I can kind of explain a little, like a very layman's term.
Do we even need it?
I'll just
like coins.
Basically, yes. Dave is getting involved in Bitcoins and basically like you can make this coin out of the blue. You can have people buy it and you can just like sell all of your investment into the coin and then everyone who bought the coin loses money. But what Dave is doing instead of it's called rug pulling, which is like what the Hakua girl got in trouble with.
Yes.
So
that,
instead
that
of
much I know.
Instead of rug pulling, Dave will tell everybody, hey, I'm going to be putting money in this coin, but then once it goes big, like I'm taking the money out, it's up to your discretion if you want to get involved or not.
Yes.
And people are getting mad at Dave.
He's treating it like gambling.
Yes,
Dave
exactly.
Is
and he's being like honest
like
about
gambling.
the rug pulling, whatever. Yes. He's not doing anything.
Right.
But he's like being the honest guy. And so the crypto guys are like mad at him for being the honest guy.
Right. So the reason I say that I couldn't begin to describe is the crypto aspect of it
all. Yes. Like I don't get that.
I know nothing.
Yeah.
I don't have crypto. People have been like, you got to do
it. I refuse.
I think that that's something that if in my lifetime, all of our money turns into crypto, I think I'm ready
just
to die.
Just kill me.
Yeah. I think
no,
I'm
literally
ready to
just
die.
Kill
like,
me.
I cannot understand that. You can't introduce new money to me.
As a woman, I should not have to learn crypto.
Exactly. That's a job for the men.
Yeah.
By the way, that's a job for the men. So anyway, regardless, Kanye West, somehow he's going on his rants on Twitter, whatever. He is now involved with another crypto guy. They're working on some kind of coin. Kanye sold the rights to his Twitter.
Allegedly
to this crypto guy. Mm-hmm. So all these crazy tweets start coming out that sound like Kanye, but we're not sure because he said he sold the rights or whatever. And they had something, they were talking shit about Dave being like, fuck Dave Portnoy, whatever. He's a rug puller. Fuck him. Like, blah, blah, blah. Dave is like, this is fake. Clearly, you know, whatever is going on. Then shortly after, Kanye made a video, which I'm pretty sure is real. Like
It looked like AI, but it was real. I'm pretty sure. Like
pretty
it literally
sure
looked
real.
Like
it looks like him. The way he's talking, it's a selfie video, but he was wearing a different outfit and then went out of his way to put on a swastika t-shirt to make a video at Dave being like, Dave Portnoy, I don't know you. We're joking around online or whatever. When you start talking about money, like we're going to take this. We're not talking about this online anymore.
Is that not like a hate crime?
No, 100%.
Like Dave is Jewish. Like is
100%.
That not like
that's what's so fucked up about it. And then Dave, of course, was just like worst guy in the world. Fucking hate this guy. Like he's a clown, whatever. Took it in stride.
I think Kanye deleted his Twitter again because I'm trying to see the tweets and they're all gone.
He deleted the video. The video is still making its way around, but he deleted the video talking to Dave with a swastika t-shirt. But he's just, what a fucking asshole.
I think, he deleted like all of the tweets.
He's such a psychopath.
Dave said, rumor is Kanye in parentheses, worst human alive, may be launching a scam meme coin and morons will buy it. Snipers will get rich. Normal people will get crushed. People will cry. I fear I was the only honest man to ever exist in celeb coins. Mm-hmm. So I guess Dave like said something about...
Dave was talking shit about Kanye getting involved and about to be doing some dumb shit with coins, and Kanye tried to clap yeah. back by being an anti-Semite. So
I just... okay. How is that like... I just don't understand.
I don't know,
like,
man.
I'm pretty sure like the Nazi symbol is like... how are you even allowed to like sell that on like
no
a
idea.
Website? Like
I
it just
no
makes
idea.
No sense to me.
It has to be some sort of like law or like it's probably protected under some sort of like freedom of speech or freedom of like there's something about like you can wear what you want, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
or something like that. But I just don't know. I don't know how it's normal. I don't know how it's okay. And I just, the only reason I'm bringing it up again is because I just want to highlight how fucked up it is. Like it's so
yeah he's just
like, I just
like,
don't want anyone to lose track of like, hey, people are, Kanye West is wearing a swastika t-shirt around and tweeting videos at Dave Portnoy about it. Like, it's closer than you think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, don't think like, oh, those crazies out there, you know, yeah, there's Nazis, but they're not a part of my life. It's like, well, there's, Kanye West is a Nazi. So
yeah.
here he is. And he's letting us
know. There was
he
like people like in Ohio, like 2 weekends ago or something, like full on protesting and like full on Nazi outfits.
That's
like
what I'm
on the highway. It was crazy.
Just keep your, you know, keep your peace. Stay diligent. Stay away from these fucking freaks. Keep them out of your life. You know, it's like set them on fire. I don't know.
No,
I
wish I could.
I wish I could kill all these people.
No,
like, it's one of those things where it's like, oh, I just, none of you deserve to be on Earth. Like, how dare you? Like, it's just such a fucked up thing. I don't know. It's fucked up. But
yeah.
So I wanted to bring it up because I just think that
I mean,
people need to know. I will always.
That was crazy.
Crazy. I'll always make sure.
If you're
people
Dave,
know
like,
how
are you scared? Like, would you be scared?
No, Dave's not afraid of that.
Yeah.
No way. He's so, Kanye is so insane. Like,
yeah,
what
like,
could he do? You know
yeah.
what I mean? What's he going to do to Dave?
Yeah, right.
Except for, I mean, yes, I guess
like,
there's
once you start talking about my money, like.
Yeah, like, shut up.
I was like, oh.
Legally, no, nothing. The only thing I would, if I'm.
No,
if
legally,
I'm Dave,
I know.
Legally,
I just mean,
no.
like.
If I'm Dave. You know, I'm not afraid. He's not really a guy who's afraid. But if I'm a Jewish man or woman, yeah, I'm worried
yeah,
about my safety
yeah,
right now
right,
for sure.
Right, right,
that's,
right.
That's something a little different.
Right.
But, or at least, you know, when I'm, I don't know. It's a very complicated situation. But I do
well,
think
I mean, like,
that
even, like, the
not be...
in, like, Nazi symbolism is, like, more than just, like, Jewish people. Like, they
oh,
hate
yeah,
everyone.
They hate everybody.
Besides
yeah, yeah, yeah.
white. Blue-eyed blonde hair, right?
Exactly.
Is that like still a thing? In
it's,
like they
yeah,
still
it's,
think
it's
blonde hair, blue
supremacy
eyes.
Is
yeah,
like
yeah.
What the? But I think it's so synonymous with Jewish people because of the
yes,
Holocaust
yeah, obviously,
so
obviously,
it's
obviously,
like, oh.
yes.
But
yes,
I don't
yes.
know the ins and outs. Again, we're not fucking racist, so we don't know the ins and outs. We just know that it's bad, and never put that on your fucking t-shirt.
I mean,
and don't support Kanye West ever again. Fuck
yeah,
him. Literally
yeah.
drop dead.
I feel like this is kind of
dies.
It's gone past. You know, separate the
no.
art from the artist.
No, it's too far.
It's
too,
too
far.
Gone. Too
it's
far.
It's R. Kelly territory, where that man, you know, he had 16-year-olds locked up in a house. Like,
yeah,
you can't get any worse than that. Like, Kanye West is selling swastika t-shirts, and he advertised it at the Super
yeah.
Bowl. I think we can say farewell to him,
yeah.
regardless of how you feel Taylor Swift wise, you know
yeah.
what I mean. But Dave is obviously already a hater on Taylor's behalf, so that's mostly why we incorporated into the conversation. But
we should make a shirt. This is like fuck Kanye West.
Yeah, we should.
Like a clown emoji or something.
I would love that.
And
clown
all the
shirt for Kanye.
All the proceeds go to
should
like
I text Dave and say what about a Kanye clown shirt?
Yeah.
Should I say that to him?
Yeah, and then like
thoughts on a Kanye clown shirt.
And then like all the proceeds go to like. Like a shelter for like, you know.
I don't know. Literally anyone.
Like marginalized.
Yeah.
Groups.
On a Kanye
you know.
Shirt. I'm gonna go do eyeball emojis. He reserves those for like people.
Yeah,
who really
yeah.
Are, but I think he's earned it.
We'll see.
We'll see what he says.
We'll see. Yeah.
Who knows? All right. I think we've been talking for long enough.
Mm-hmm.
My list of random topics is done.
Yes.
What a day.
What a day is right.
Mm-hmm. We've got, of course, our Thursday episodes are our voicemail / DM episodes. We look forward to hearing from you guys on all of the
yes.
topics we just discussed, plus anything Taylor related that we may have missed. If
yep.
you want to go ahead and call in, we love hearing your lovely voices. The number is
347-450-0723. 347-450-0723.
You can also DM the Taylor Watch Instagram account.
Yes.
We're looking, watching all the time, and keep your eyes peeled for Wednesday during the day at some point. We usually now are putting up on our stories a little question thing, so if
yeah.
you forget to submit something in a DM or forget to leave a voicemail, you could submit a quick question that
yep.
way,
or you could text
or
the
you
number
can text
as well.
That number as well, the
yep.
number we just sang so beautifully to you. So until Thursday, we will see you later.
Love you guys.